You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode. You should.
No, I don't want to make Sam sad.
It's not your...
It's not.
You need to do the news in order to get that privilege.
No. Not yet. Anyways, hello. Welcome. Does anybody want to...
Don't buckle or shuckle.
Rest.
Thank you for tuning in to Critical Hit. We are a Pokemon podcast that focuses mainly on the TCG. We cover other things, though, when there are other things to talk about. Yeah. So yeah, that's nice. There are dogs barking outside.
That's... Brittany, we know that's just you farting. Don't be ashamed of it. It's pretty talented.
I think there's a dog in your yard.
No, it's just the fence.
Oh, okay.
No, that's Steve. Steve's angry.
That's Coda. Because I heard your fiance yelling. There was a dog in your yard. No, probably at the fence.
Probably at the
Most
fence.
Most likely.
This episode is brought to you by dog fights.
God damn.
We don't support them, but apparently they happen in the backyard anyway.
Honestly.
Actually, it's just called roughing around.
Stop.
That was a good one.
I hate Wolfie.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that one.
Anyways, yeah. So we are, yeah, like Brittany said, we're a Pokemon podcast.
Fucking did it. I beat you to it.
We do things and stuff.
Talk about the TCG, the video games,
Twin
Pokemon
Peaks,
Go, Twin Peaks,
porn.
Twin Peaks, porn.
You name it, we've probably discussed it.
Mainly dicks, though. Nice.
Thank you.
You're both awful. This
Anyways,
is my official resignation. Goodbye.
I am Jake. You could find me on Instagram and TikTok as tattoo.raichu.
I'm Britt, and you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at SpookyVaporeon, that is spooky with an I.
And where else?
No.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
This is not a canon thing. This is not real.
And her OnlyFans, where she sells raptors' feet and Jackson feet.
Yep, this is not a real thing. Like, just to clarify, it's a joke for new listeners.
Go to OnlyFans /
raptors' feet.
Raptors' feet.
I hate all of you.
My name is Sam.
Smash Mantha!
Sam, you can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
So, yeah.
How was everyone's week?
It's good.
It was good.
Spring break's here.
Spring break!
Gonna party hardy by sleeping so much.
I'm gonna party hardy by deleting this app, which is my life.
Yeah.
I am done with the 24-year free trial.
I am not enjoying this app.
That's horrible.
I would not rate it 5 stars. 2.5.
Gets a 2. Stop!
Brittany,
keep your damn feet
I need you
on
to
your
stop
side of the fucking table.
Footing
You're
my foot.
You're not wearing fucking socks. That's gross. Keep your toes out of my
Okay, for those of you who haven't been listening,
space.
We've been having issues. Brittany has been sexually harassing
no,
my feet,
I have
and
not.
It's uncomfortable.
Alexa, if you're listening to this, no.
She doesn't listen to this.
No, I am not.
My feet are getting sexually harassed. This is a workplace.
Maybe they wouldn't be harassed if they dress that way, Jake. Just kidding.
They're asking for it.
We're not going to get into
Have
that.
Have you seen those toes? They're asking for it.
That's horrible.
We are not going anymore into this because I am uncomfy. There is some news. Not a lot of news, but there are some news. There are some news.
Oh. Some nudes?
Nudes.
Everyone, here, also,
I ended my OnlyFans subscription to Jackson's feeds.
I'll sum it up. I'll sum up our weeks. They were good. We did some stuff. You're not talking about that.
I got laid.
We gotta have a conversation after the episode.
You're the ones
that.
Who encouraged it, and that's why I keep doing it. Jake mainly.
I'm like, I do not. I do not. I want to be professional, and I cannot. I cannot with you.
When I think of Critical Hit, I don't associate the word professional with it whatsoever. I'm sorry.
I'm going to leave and make my own podcast, and then you can be your ASMR podcast all the time, because you'll be doing the news.
Is it going to be called Hit Critical?
No. It's going to be called A Better Podcast Than Critical Hit by Sam Benson. It's a little wordy, but it's a working title.
I like it.
Thanks. I'll be your direct competition.
Perfect.
Turns out it's just going to be her talking about dicks all by herself.
Yeah. Someone with the personality of a rock. Just talking about dicks.
So
Mr. Mime, it's like Ben Stein in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Mm-hmm. That's it.
No, it's Ben Stein doing like a National Geographic style of like Pokemon Anatomy, but it's only Mr. Mime's dicks.
That's horrible. Twin Peaks.
So yeah, everyone's week was good. We all got Pokemon product this week, so that's good.
Yes, yeah, check out our Instagram live. It is on, well, it's not live anymore, obviously. Our now IGTV episode under our most recent box opening, where we got all kinds of battle style goodies, and we got some Shining Fates too, and some pretty nice cards got pulled.
Yeah. So,
but we're not going to tell you what they are until our new edition.
No.
So,
and we also have a giveaway that we're announcing this week.
Mm-hmm. Which we didn't really talk about beforehand.
But yeah. We will talk about it later in the episode, so tune in.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, what is the news?
In this week's news, Brittany, what the fuck?
What?
Seriously.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Why the fuck?
What?
Why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah, come on.
We saw that.
What? We saw it. You.
Yeah.
What did I do?
You know what you did.
We know what you did.
Get it together. Figure it out.
Yeah. Or get the fuck out.
We saw you.
We did.
You saw me today.
Yeah, and we saw what you did.
I'm trying to think of all the bad things I did today, and I really can't think of anything.
That's a lot of bad things.
When I was driving home from work, I had a tickle in my nose, so I, like, definitely picked my nose on the way home from work in my car.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry?
God damn it. You're representing us now.
I didn't think you'd actually admit to something.
That's the only thing I can really think of, though. Like,
we didn't see shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
well, what the fuck?
Now, seriously, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why
no.
You pick your nose?
I did. I had a tickle in my nose, and I was just all the way up in there, and I
y'all
was like,
"Y'all are picking."
With those cocaine
like I was
claws.
Nose. Yeah.
Cocaine claws.
Just.
All right, in real news, March.
March must be Flapple Month.
Thank you, yeah. Just like GameStop, the Flapple promotion is also occurring at EB Game Stores in Canada between March 19th, fucking stop, and April 19th. If you want a Cosmic Hollow Flapple with the unique EB Game stamp, you'll have to hit up a Canadian friend.
I have no Canadian friends.
I don't either.
I don't have to hit people or hit them up.
Both.
I watch a Canadian like game streamer. I don't think she'd get me the card though.
You gotta try.
There's no harm in trying.
Anyways, so the Flapple card is printed on a Galaxy holofoil, which it makes a unique form. Unique
from
form. It makes a. I'm not reading much well. Unique from the original Rebel Clash holofoil. The GameStop stamp is black text and it's not foil or embossed.
So I kind of was hoping that it would be foil, similar to how the 25th anniversary is on that Jumbo Pikachu. It'd be super cool to see just in a black holo foil, but the card is still absolutely beautiful.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's just a fun card.
The other thing I have to say is, Brittany, what the fuck?
I can't. Was it, like, cracked open like that? No. Like, he is watching us, and I don't like that.
Who?
Coda?
You know.
Steve?
Yeah.
Oh. He's probably pooping. He likes to poop with the door open.
Yeah. That's weird. He needs to stop.
Each GameStop store will receive about 50 copies. You can get one when purchasing $15 in Pokemon TCG merchandise.
That's if you can get $15 of TCG merchandise.
Yeah.
Guess who did today? We all did.
Yeah.
Woo. We all did.
Drink to that, except it's water.
Getting lit.
Water. It's water this time.
Get wet.
Yeah, so if you can actually get Pokemon TCG products, you'll get a Flapple card.
Oh, it's so inappropriate, right? The word Flapple. Look at my shiny Flapple.
It's not a flapping apple. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's adorable. He's
if
perfect.
A store
okay,
doesn't...
Okay, hold on.
Let me finish.
Go ahead and finish.
If a store doesn't have Pokemon merchandise, the manager will decide how the promos are distributed. Some stores have been instructed to give cards to kids or to delay the promotion until more Pokemon merchandise arrives. It will depend on your location.
Anyways, so I'm just saying, for those who don't know the context, and they are just like, you want to look at my shiny Flapple?
Yeah, I can see how that's bad.
My Flapple is so crisp. My Flapple's smooth.
The Flapple has, like, breading and crumbs.
Applin evolves into Flapple from eating a sour apple.
That's perfect.
You want to play with my Flapple?
Stores have not received any documentation about a Gigantamax Flapple event. Managers are always informed several days in advance of any video games events. It's possible one may have been planned at the time these cards were printed, but was later canceled due to COVID or other issues. So, Brittany, you were talking to me earlier. You said you got about 50 Flapples for your store.
Yes.
And
how many did you keep for yourself? Because that's
shut
clearly
up.
What you did.
We are not talking about that right now. We are not addressing that. Moving on.
I was just going to ask whether or not you still have some and if local listeners could maybe find them.
I do.
Our local GameStop, as of recording this, we can't guarantee it will on Tuesday, but as of recording, our local GameStop still has some Flapples available.
We have quite a few, actually. A lot. So.
And since most of your Pokemon stuff was wiped out today,
we'll most likely just be giving them away. Like,
yeah.
We still have some Copperajahs and we still have Sizzlebees.
Scorches.
Oh, yeah.
Why yeah.
Why did I say Sizzlebeed?
Because it's the baby. Yeah. Scorch.
Yeah.
So.
Look at that baby poke.
Go ahead. There's no harm in checking your local GameStop to see if they have any Flapples left. And if you're lucky, you can get yourself one. They're super cool.
They're one of a kind.
Could you imagine, they like, someone really who's, like, brand new on the job, they don't know about the Flapple, and some dude just walks up to this, like, poor young lady who's just starting there. He's like, show me your Flapple.
I don't think anybody would say, show me your Flapple. They probably would ask for a Flapple, and that would be,
young
like,
ma'am, I want to see your Flapple, and I want you to give it to me.
I don't like the fact that you put a southern accent on that.
Yeah.
Give me your Flapple.
Anywho, let's move on to our next piece.
I want that Flapple crisp, clean, and inside a package.
Our next and final piece of TCG news. In addition to Battle Styles being released today at the time of this recording, Friday, March 19th, 2021, Matchless Fighter also released today in Japan. And we finally have images of those secret rares. Usually they come out the Tuesday before, but they didn't this time around, so we kind of just hunkered down and waited, and we finally have images of over 20 of them. I attached a link if you guys want to look at them so we can describe them.
So I'm not going to lie, the Galarian Slowbro and the Articuno look fucking sick. Both the...
Is it the Slowking?
Yeah, sorry, Slowking. Both of them look really good.
Which Articuno? Because there's two.
The one in front of the moon is
the
one I specifically...
That's the alternate art, yeah.
Yeah, and then the alternate art for the Slowking. Mm-hmm. Ooh, the Rainbow Rare is also really good.
We've already seen the birds.
Yeah, the birds. Dude, that gold card Snorlax, too. He is a mood, for sure.
Oh my god, I forgot her fucking name. She's from the Isle of Armor DLC. She's the poison type bitch. Yeah. I forgot her name. I like that card a lot.
I think her name is poison type bitch.
She is the poison type bitch.
My favorite is honestly the alternate art of the Blaziken VMAX, where it's him, and then in the background, there's an Inteleon standing on a building.
Dude, that's actually, I love that art. I love the outline on it. Mm-hmm. So, dude, honestly, some of these artworks that you see would make such good tattoos. Like, honestly, I think it'd be cool if eventually they, like, hired some, like, local artists, like, tattoo artists in Japan, and they did, like, a few, like, sets in, like, the Japanese style, like, you know, traditional Japanese tattoo art.
That'd be
like,
cool.
Some of it would look so cool. But yes, I agree. That art looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Some other things that we can expect from Matchless Fighter. The set is reintroducing gold energy cards with the inclusion of fighting energy. We'll probably get one from each Japanese set from now on. And those gold energy cards do actually transfer over to the US sets too. So that's going to be another thing we get to chase.
I'm excited. It'll be cool.
The cards from this set should be part of our June set, Chilling Rain. It will feature Pokemon from the Crown Tundra, such as Galarian Slowking, the Galarian forms of the legendary birds.
Da birds.
And then, of course, the
Poison Bitch.
Isle of Armor's DLC's antagonists. The older lady, her name is Karen. So
Karen.
We'll have a Karen in this.
Fucking bitch.
Is Karen with the long hair?
Yeah. Karen with the long hair.
She's not. With the crop top?
Yeah. That's Ooh. Karen. Mm. Yep.
I'll let her report me to my manager.
Ew.
So Jet Black's... So every US set, every English set has two gold Pokemon, shiny Pokemon. The first one, obviously, will be Snorlax. The second one, we will find out from the Japanese set of Jet Black Spirit, Silverlands Jet Black Spirit. Just like, what's it called? Battle Styles. The set looks super cool.
I'm excited.
At least the secret rares do. Super happy they're carrying on with the alternate arts. We have all three Galarian birds. We have Galarian Slowking. We have Blaziken VMAX. It just looks fun. And then we have Dracozolt, one of the abominations that Karalys made in the games, one of our fossils that's getting some love and attention with the full art as well.
Honestly, these sets that are coming up, you know, since Shining Fate's over, it's just been, they look so good and they're so cool, and it's nice because, like, although we're in a drought, and like obviously today's been a little bit of a shining hope. Ooh, there's a title for you, Night Pokemon. Take note for the next time that you do a shiny set. Shining Hope would be a nice good one. Anyways,
can they just keep the name Shining out of it? No, because it sells. Continue.
It does. But it's nice. So it's just like, because we got cards, we got a lot of good cards, and we've been getting more recently. It makes me excited to collect again. And like seeing these cards too, I'm just like, I cannot wait to see what we can get from that. I know for me, one of the chase will definitely be the Slowking cards. For sure. Because they look fucking sick.
Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's going to be the alternate arts of those birds.
Da birds.
And the Blaziken. The Blaziken for sure.
Isn't Blaziken technically a bird in a way?
He's a fighting chicken.
He's a fucking rooster, son of a bitch.
Roosters are scary.
Dude, they're fucking
like
terrifying. There's a reason why they're called cocks, because they fucking... They're mean.
They are terrifying.
They just like penetrate you and just like...
I hate that word.
Do not give consent.
It's gross.
Yep.
That is a straight up murder chicken.
Yeah, it's a straight up murder chicken. You know, the rainbow rares look great too.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1, 2, 3 rainbow rare Pokemon, and then the 4 trainers as well. Yeah.
Anyways, in video game news, did you know you have the opportunity to get a Gigantamax Flapple or Appleton in Sword and Shield?
I did know that.
I did not.
You want to know why I knew that?
Because you read the news.
Because I'm the one who got the news. Continue.
She got the nudes.
Nudes.
Someone sent her a big old Flapple.
No, it was actually a raptor's foot.
It was a raptor's foot. Anyway, so a new distribution has begun. Starting today, you'll be able to get a serial code to get a I cannot fucking speak around you two, and it
literally
hurts me.
My eyes just started to twitch from that.
I don't know what it is. Like, I am fully articulate the whole entire week, but the moment you two step into the same room as me, my mouth has a fucking stroke.
I'm so
Shut
glad
up.
I can
see
you to the loss of your brain cells.
It is just, it is, I'm slowing down.
Dynamax
Anyways,
Crystal.
Dynamax Crystal star SGR6913, which gets you a max raid battle against Gigantamax Appleton in Sword and Flapple in Shield. This is the opposite of Sword and Shield exclusives. This is to tie in with the release of the Battle Styles TCG set. This event runs from today until April 19th. It is given in the following locations. Game Mania Online Store, Belgium. Micromania Online Store, France. GameStop Online, Italy.
Why do you say it like that?
Because if I don't pronounce super slow.
France. Sounds like some stuck up douchebag like that.
I've been to France. Have you been to Paris? My mama takes me to Paris, France, all the time.
You made Sam leave. Like, what you fucking did?
Sam just fucking rage quit. Anyways, the Spike Myth Cup has officially begun.
Sam's gone.
Okay.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Okay, I know. This is what you need to do. I'm gonna finish the news, and when she comes back, just be like, oh shit, that reminds me. And then just start telling a really gross story that's not true at all. Like, I don't know. Talk about how, like, you sharked your pants. Just, like, make it super gross and embarrassing, but, like, oversharing a lot. Where it's, like, clearly it's unbelievable, but make it just believable. Or she'd be like, really, why the fuck that would that happen?
It's gonna be really hard to laugh.
I know.
And smile.
Like, if you need to, like, turn this way. Like, look at the wall. Well, I mean, you could just be like, sorry, this is really embarrassing.
I could tell, like, a true story that's really embarrassing that I fucking hate talking about.
No, you need to make it gross. Like,
that's true.
Really, like, uncomfortably.
I will. I'll do my best.
Super uncomfortable. Anyways, so we'll go back to the Spike Myth Cup has officially begun. Battles for the next online competition have begun. This competition, the Spike Myth Cup, is a single battle competition that allows for you to run standard rules only, allowing Pokemon in the Galar Pokedex, Crown Tundra Pokedex, and Isle of Armor Pokedex. Also blocking restricted Pokemon and mythical Pokemon, but you can't Dynamax. All players who enter get a 50 BP. Battles will run from March 19th. 100 UTC to March 21st, 2359 UTC. I don't know military time. Sam does, so...
I don't either. It's all good.
Try to convert that. So here's the thing. Okay, first of all, I have to... Ooh, I'm so sorry, guys. I bumped my mic.
Wow, what the
so,
fuck?
I just told Sam and Brittany this, and I finally got the expansion.
Yeah, finally.
Finally. So here's the worst thing is, like, I downloaded the expansion, I was getting ready to play it, and then, like, I forgot that my Switch died, and so I have to beat the Sword and Shield Tards all over again. Like, I met with the douchebag who's, like, in the power plant under the Spike Myth Gym.
Rose?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's the dude with the hair. So I have to do that all over again, but it's shitty.
Dude, oh my god, that reminds me. There was this one time, okay, it's really fucking embarrassing, okay? Like, there was this one time, I don't even know if I want to say it, I was at work, And I'm talking to this guy, and I've been having stomach problems, like, all fucking day. And he's talking, and I, like, accidentally rip ass, like, so fucking bad. But wait, it gets better, and it, like, lingers for, like...
What the fuck did I just walk in on? I went to go get a glass of water.
For, like, an hour, and my poor fucking, like, co-worker, Justin, is there. And I'm pretty sure I, like, fucking shit my pants at this point. Like,
I'm gonna leave again. I'm ready to leave again. Getting water and helping your fiance talk couches. And this is the return I get. Did you at least get through the video game news before you started talking about
Pokemon Go news, but we're discussing him getting the expansion.
Yeah, and that reminded her about how she shit her pants.
Anywho, Pokemon Go news. You were done with the video game news, I'm deciding. I have made that executive decision whether you were done or not. Weather Week is coming to Pokemon Go.
She reacted exactly that.
I know.
You realize I'm not going to hear what you said because I'm not going to listen to this episode.
What?
I don't listen to them.
I do.
Good for you. I live it.
Support the podcast.
No, I live it.
Oh.
I live it.
And you should listen to the first 3 minutes and that way we at least get paid.
No.
You should listen to this part, though.
Yeah,
you
should. No, I'm not going to. I'm going to intentionally listen to the whole episode except for this part.
Okay.
Right.
Even better then.
I really don't care.
You've set forth in motion plans that you cannot comprehend.
All right, Weather Week is coming to Pokemon Go. We are excited to announce the first ever Weather Week event during which Pokemon that enjoy rainy or windy conditions will be appearing more often in the wild. Cast form will be appearing more frequently in the wild throughout this event, alongside other Pokemon that tend to appear when it's either rainy or windy, like Wingull and Ducklet. If you're lucky, you might encounter a shiny, rainy cast form. This will be the first time that it appears in Pokemon Go, so that's exciting.
Yeah, am I the only one that fucking hates Ducklet?
From Wednesday, March 24th, 2021 at 10 a.m. to Saturday, March 27th, 2021 at 10 a.m. local time, Pokemon that enjoy rainy conditions like Vaporeon, Lotad, Stunfisk, and more will be appearing more frequently in the wild.
I love that Sam totally disregarded what you said.
I really do
from
hate that.
From Saturday, Pokemon. March 27th, 2021 at 10 a.m. to Monday, March 29th, 2021 at 8 p.m. local time, Pokemon that enjoy windy conditions like Skarmory, Tailo, Pidove, and more will be appearing more frequently in the wild.
First of all, look at me. Look her in the eye. And then just be like, I'll start saying the news, you interrupt me and be like, okay, I cannot ignore this anymore. And then just like address the fact that she talked about farting openly and how like it really bothers you. And get her to feel bad about it. I know you can do it. I believe in you.
You gotta give me a minute to get serious.
No, I will. I'll do the Pokemon Go has started a referral program. And then once I finish that news, once we get to new product news, that is your cue. Mm. So you're helping me choose a couch.
More or less.
Thank God. Dude, I am so sick. Okay, for those who are listening, we're in a new house, you know that, blah, blah, blah. I have been sitting on a fucking air mattress, two air mattresses, in my living room watching TV because we don't have a couch because said fiance decided to get rid of our dog's couch. Yes, the couch in our living room was our dog's and got rid of it. So now we don't have furniture.
Yeah, no, she was asking whether it would be weird to get two couches of the same size.
I don't think so.
And or the same color.
I don't think so. Or two sectionals?
Not necessarily sectionals, two medium couches.
Okay, no, I told her we're getting sectional.
She said that she could not find any good enough.
She doesn't get a fucking choice.
You tell her that.
I did. That was part of the deal we made.
Tell her, because she said there aren't any good enough. Now she's looking at individual couches.
Anyways, from Saturday, March 27th to 2021 at 10 a.m.
and I already read all this.
Okay, you did? Cool. So Pokemon Go has started a referral program. The referral system for Pokemon Go is now available in Australia. With this system, players can get a code to give to players who have been inactive for 90 days or more, or to new players. And after 3 days, they will get some rewards. These rewards are based on tasks that the player completes, and the returning/new players will also receive rewards, including encounters, raid passes, super incubators, new stickers, rare candy, mega energy, and incense. I actually love this idea, and I love this referral program, because like, honestly, some people deleted the game and just forgot about it. And I think if we can just remind them about the game, they can come back and play, and then we can all have fun together.
Yeah. The summer's going to be fucking litty-titty.
Dude, I am stoked.
Because I'll actually play more during the summertime.
Before we move on to new product news, Brittany.
You want me to pause this?
No.
Okay.
I think we're okay, Brittany.
Oh, no.
When you were talking about farting in front of your customer, sorry, this is stupid. I was actually really bothered by it.
Oh, no.
Do you ever just put yourself in your customer's shoes?
Yes.
Did you put yourself in your customer's shoes that day?
Yes.
You did?
Yep.
How would you appreciate that if you're a person who's trying to provide a service to you really just...
You tried so hard.
I was personally offended by your story of you farting in front of your customer.
Good.
You tried so hard. You get an A for effort.
I was a little concerned, and I was like, no, I gotta think. I left the room. Some shit is fucking going down right now. Like, I can't trust anybody. So, my response, Sam? Good. Be bothered. Thank you.
You were doing so good up until the part...
Your fucking co-workers. How dare you do that to them?
You were doing so good until you had to talk about the fact that she just rips ass and, like, commits, like an in-store genocide of everyone around her.
How fucking dare you?
I, like,
that's what offends me.
The world burn.
All right.
Anyways, so the referral program, really cool. I'm excited for it. I hope they bring it to the U.S. because...
They're planning on it. Australia always gets the stuff first. Just because of the time zone they're in, it'll probably be rolling out.
I was wondering, is that where Niantic is based out of? Because that one makes sense, but...
No. I think they're actually based out of California. I'm not sure.
You okay?
Sorry, I'm still really fucking bothered. I can't imagine what your coworkers thought.
You did openly talk about just shitting your pants.
Sam, just listen to the episode.
Did they send you home?
I think I get to go home.
They should have sent you home because there was probably something medically wrong.
They're like, sit in your liquid brownies.
That's so gross! I went to the bathroom and there was nothing in there, so it's fine. There were no, like, there wasn't even like a shit stain. It was clean.
Well, that's good. I'm not listening to the episode.
This episode is titled The Crappiest One Yet.
I feel like we just go downhill.
Ever since I've joined, Sam's like reflecting and she's like, we really should have never like invited her to join the fucking podcast because I just like encouraged the bad behaviors.
We went from like, she went from like barely talking to just like, hey guys, I got laid and shit my pants.
That's what
happens in the season.
As happy as I am for your social growth. Fuck.
Social growth?
Yeah, because you're so shy and quiet.
Oh, thank
now
you.
Like,
I thought we were talking about me getting laid, man. And I'm like, how is that social growth? I'm doing it with one person. Like.
I don't know, that OnlyFans.
What you do at home, stay at home.
You gotta work for those Pokemon cards.
New products!
Whoa! Left turn.
Sorry.
New products. All right. As of recording this, Battle Styles has officially dropped.
Yeah, it has.
For Battle Styles, oh, I thought my computer froze. We're good. You have the single booster packs, two variants of the ETBs, both the single strike and the rapid strike. Urshifu V boxes, once again, two variants, single strike, rapid strike. The Venusaur and Blastoise VMAX battle boxes. And the Spring Collector's Chest. All of those came out today.
The Shining Fates tins were also released today as well.
Were they officially released today?
Yes, they were street dated for today.
Awesome.
Cool.
The little mini tins.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a Trinitar V and Empoleon V Strikes tins. They released as well. The Brittany was talking about.
They did. No.
No.
What?
No.
No.
Tyranitar V and Empoleon V Strikers tins.
Oh, no.
Those are the $25 ones that released May 21st.
Oh.
The mini tins from Shining Fates are the ones that released today.
Mm. Right. Yes. Sorry.
With
my bad.
I mean, fairy on it.
But the Galarian Rapidash V box is releasing May 7th, and Chilling Rain releases in June.
Do we have a set list for that yet, or no?
No. But, I mean, we can look on PokeBeach.com, where we get most of our news.
Please sponsor us.
Thank you for coming in Clutch, PokeBeach. We would not be here without you.
You should seriously sponsor us. We're not as dumb as we sound. We're close.
We're pretty dumb. but you can look at the set list for Matchless Fighter and Silver Lance Jet Black Spirit, and those two sets combined will probably be our Chilling Rain set.
Are you eating ice?
You don't eat ice?
No, not unless I'm like really thirsty and I don't have water and I only have ice.
Try it. It's actually really therapeutic. It's strange.
I prefer like room temperature water. It goes down faster.
What?
I could chug it quick. Cold water hurts my teeth and my throat.
It's called fucking Sensodyne.
What the fuck?
That's weird.
Now I'm personally offended for like real.
Your hypothalamus in your brain is what like controls the drives, like your sex, your thirst, your hunger. Mine goes off at like 2 in the morning every day, right? And I have to get up.
So do you just like
I'm not done.
Rape and drink
nothing,
to room
nothing satisfies
water?
Me more than waking up at 2 in the morning and going to the kitchen, turning on that fucking tap water till it's like, I don't fucking know, room temperature water. It's not too cold. It's not warm. Like, you fill up that water bottle, you fucking chug like 2 of those, and I'm fucking good.
This is the first time I've genuinely been uncomfortable in your presence.
What?
Because now the only thing I'm thinking of is the fact that you probably rape Jackson and drink tap water at the same time.
I don't do the first thing, but I do drink the tap water a lot.
Tap water's fine. Lukewarm tap water.
No,
disgusting.
It's not lukewarm.
Would you drink lukewarm soda?
Room temperature. It's room temperature.
That's weird.
That's
it's like
lukewarm.
This.
Cool.
Drink fish water then, you freak.
Fish water has parasites in it. I've looked at that under a microscope, and it's fucking gross. It's just little things like
gross.
Like that.
Lukewarm tap water is gross.
Room temperature water is gross.
No, it's not. Do you know how hard it is to chug cold water?
No, because I chug it all the time.
I can't. I literally can't. I fucking can't do that. If you agree that fucking room temperature water is better and easier to drink than fucking cold water, please tell us. Go to our Instagram
comment. No.
This is team cold water here.
Fucking gross.
Team cold water.
I will
team
literally,
disgusting.
I will intentionally leave, like, you know the plastic water bottles that you can buy, like, in bulk at Sam's Club and shit? Like regular water bottles in the plastic.
And you
I will
them
leave
in the
those.
Fridge.
No, I will leave those out. I will leave those out and drink those like that because I will not drink them out of like the fridge. That's gross. Cold water is yucky, disgusting. Will not do it. Would not recommend.
I am so, okay.
If you are team
welcome
cold
to Naps
water,
Food and American
let
Politics.
Us know.
And just this, Justin, Brittany's fucking wrong.
This is a team.
One
cold
next
water
to my
house.
Communist too, Jake. Fucking say it.
I mean,
probably.
Communists don't have ice to chill their water.
Yeah.
I might like those people. I might like those people. I may as well be a fucking commie. I'm sorry. Like,
this is
well.
A team cold water house.
My family died because of people like you.
Good. No, your mom died because she killed herself, Jake.
Well, Jesus.
God damn. No, I'm talking about when they left the country to
what
come
the
here.
Fuck?
But probably why? Because all she had was lukewarm fucking water to drink. fucking psychopath. You are literally what's wrong with this country. Just you.
Good.
Everything's forgivable. The Raptors feet OnlyFans, the shitting in front of your customer.
The Cheeto nails.
The Cheeto nails. But this draws the fucking line of weird.
I'm telling Alexa. I'm she's telling, never gonna
tattoo. I gave her a lick-a-tongue card. She's my best friend.
When she finds this out, she's gonna like, she's like, I'm actually busy and can't tattoo you.
I'm gonna tell her.
Okay.
Room temperature water. It's gonna be like, that's fucking disgusting.
Well, let's try to talk about miscellaneous news now that we're all uncomfortable. Thanks to Brittany.
Okay, here's our miscellaneous news. There is none.
Anyways.
I cannot focus now.
I am so happy. My favorite thing is bothering people with my presence and my existence. That makes me feel so much fucking power.
I'm not enjoying this happening more.
Anyways, guys, moving
on. Shut up, you're done. You're done.
I know you just got your mic, but we're kicking you out.
That's fine. I'll take my mic and start my own podcast by myself. It's just me with like eating a can of beans, just talking about shitting and stuff.
Not drinking lukewarm water. Yeah.
This is Brittany, and I'm talking to you straight from the tap. Just a bunch of lukewarm bullshit.
That's it's not lukewarm. There's a difference. Lukewarm is like warm water.
No,
like,
it's not.
Room temperature water is like slightly cold because room. I don't know. It depends on what room.
Sorry, you, hold on. 70 degree water is slightly cold.
I never said it was 70 degrees.
That's room temperature.
Our house is always at like fucking 60 degrees.
So if you went into
that's
natural,
our house is
hold on.
Our house is cold.
Hold on. So here's the thing. If you go into the ocean at 65 degrees, that's fucking warm. That's warm-ass water.
No, that's cold.
No!
That's cold.
65-degree ocean water is fucking warm.
You guys obviously have different, like, fucking meanings of hot and cold. I'm fucking freezing right now. I put my jacket on because I'm cold.
It's hot in here.
Yeah, exactly. We all are different. So, that's how it is. Eat these fucking peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, you shove those nuts in your mouth, you freak. Anyway, so new additions, what did everyone get this week? Because we have a lot of new additions to talk about.
Excuse you!
You're not allowed to burp in this house anymore.
You fucking did it like 20 times today.
He drinks cold water.
Yeah. I have that cold water privilege.
Okay.
Anyway, so new additions, what did everyone get this week? We all got a lot of Pokemon products. We did an unboxing. We all got a lot of cool cards. We'll let Brittany go last this time.
You'll go second.
I'll go second, and so we'll talk. Sam, what did you get this week?
That's waterist. Making me go last.
Yeah.
Can you think of a good term for it?
I will throw that lukewarm water in your face.
I hope next time you shit your pants.
Maybe I will.
And you're just like, and the worst part is I hope you're wearing like your tights so it just like Play-Doh falls out of your butt. So it just looks like brown spaghetti. And then not only that, it like just pinches off just the right way so it dangles there and looks like a weird like spaghetti tail. And everyone sees it.
Anywho, new additions. So we all got some battle styles. Jake and I got some Shining Fates.
That's fucking gross.
For mine, I got a Necrozma V, a Rhyperior V, and a Phoebe Full Art Trainer. Jake forgot what he got.
Soft clap.
So, last week I pulled the big card, which was cool. So hopefully next week, or the next time we do an unboxing, Sam gets the big card.
Hopefully.
Anyway, so I got a Puncherchin, shiny.
Pinkerchin,
shiny. I got a Lapras VMAX full art, shiny. A Piers full art. An Inteleon shiny. And a Crobat VMAX full art.
For personal reasons, I might need to trade you for that Piers card. For no reason in particular, I just need it.
But Brittany's trying to say she wants to jerk off to it.
He's fucking cute, okay?
He's 16.
I did not say that okay. He was cute in that
Well,
card.
Sam's gone. Oh, this is what I need you to do. Make eye contact with her and do nothing but constantly lick your lips. But like, no. over like, Just overdo it, just like...
No, I can't do that. I've already...
But not like constantly, just like every once in a while. Just like make contact with her, lick it, and then just go back to normal.
No, you do that.
I can't. My mustache. You can't.
Yes, you can.
Just do it real quick. Just kind of like make eye contact with her. Do it, and then like go back to drinking your water, like eat a peanut M&M.
I don't think I can do that.
You can do it. I believe in you.
No.
I believe in you.
The shitting was far enough.
No, it
wasn't. Do you know how embarrassing that was?
Paxi believes it's so good. But you can do it. I believe in you. Do it.
I can try.
Just try.
That's so horrible.
Just try.
I will fucking scream.
I mean,
that's awful.
You could randomly just start screaming. Anyway, so Brittany, go ahead and tell us what you got.
I thought I was going last.
I just finished.
Sam is still here.
Sam went first.
I just went.
Oh my god, she did, huh?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm having a stroke in my like, fucking room temperature water, you guys.
Yeah, that's because it's trash.
You're letting all the fluoride affect you.
I fucking hate all of you.
Turn frogs, okay.
The fucking frogs. So.
We're in the Redlands. We actually don't have fluoride.
Look at all that ice.
Oh, that's we all got the Venusaur VMAX, too.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And the Blastoise VMAX for me, at least.
Yes.
I didn't count those.
Same.
Oh, and I got a Raichu Pop.
That's not a new addition to your card collection.
But it's still super fucking cute.
It is super cute.
God, it's so adorable. I want to eat it.
She's not going to tell us when the Mews are coming in now because we're assholes to her.
I didn't even think about that until now. Yeah, no, fuck you guys.
I'm gonna come in and camp there.
You would be surprised how many people actually kind of low-key do that because they basically live there because they're there every day. It's fucking annoying. Anyways.
Get ready for one more, or you could just tell me when they come
in. I'll let you know.
Okay.
So, some of my favorite things that I pulled this week, I got a Reverse Holo Rapid Strike Luxray.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking cute. I got a Necrozma V.
All got Angry Morpeko.
We did all get Angry Morpeko.
Or Hungover Morpeko.
Single Strike Houndour.
Get that one.
Well, I have an extra. You want it?
Sure. Oh, we also need to trade that Grammar for the big Morpeko. Continue.
And then from my Shining Fates, I got a Pikachu V box yesterday. I pulled a Shiny Toxtricity V, a Morpeko VMAX. I got that Pikachu V promo card. And then I pulled a baby shiny Ice Cube, and he is fucking cute. It's the little pink penguin with the Ice Cube forehead.
And
then, but you don't like him because he's not room temperature.
No, I like him. I never said I didn't.
But you don't like him because he's not room temperature.
He's probably like 99% water.
Based off of what fucking temperature water they drink. We're all human, Sam. We all have to fucking drink water. There's no reason
to. And there's a superior way to do it.
Fuck you. Anyways.
She did it.
You know his Ice Cube head does melt.
I know. It's so like tiny. Anyways.
All of this episode is a fucking train wreck.
And last but not least, drumroll please.
Hold on.
I pulled the Rainbow Rare Single Strike Urshifu VMAX. And he is an angry fucking boy. I love him so much. He has five toes. I thought he had six toes for a second. He has five toes. His toes are weird. Look at his toes.
Great, I'm gonna look at his toes.
Do you see it? Do you see what I'm saying? He has like branches or, yeah, like roots for toes.
These aren't his toes.
Are you sure those are not
his
toes?
Yeah, that's like his thing.
His pee-pee?
No. Not his pee-pee.
His pee-pee?
His like little cloth.
His twin pee?
His cloth covering his pee-pee.
His pee-pee.
His legs
are. Oh my god, you're
here.
So right! Oh my god!
Those aren't his peepee! Those aren't his toes!
It could be his peepee, we don't know. It's like one single, like, giant dick with, like, little dick appendages coming out of it.
One hooking him up with collar.
But basically, it's a really nice card. I'm fucking happy. Yeah. Those are the pulls. What a great time. I love being a part of this. This is so fun. I enjoy our
Look,
quality time
hold
together.
Hold on. Freeze. Stop. Oh, I'm pulling him up only with color. Oh, that's not it. Ooh. Hold on. Give me 10.
Oh,
10
no.
minutos.
Every time I look down and I see that fucking Jake added to the fucking story, I go and look.
Because we're supposed to be adding to the story.
Open link. Open image. Oh my god.
You should play the one strictly of Sam.
No.
It doesn't show that you actually added to the story.
Oh, no. It could be his
peepee.
We don't know.
Hold on. Wait.
That's not his fucking peepee.
Bro, why do I look so dead inside?
Because you are.
The thing literally starts with Sam. Peepee. Like, watch. Listen.
That doesn't help.
You can see the white things are
No, that doesn't
nice.
Help. Look, you can see, like, the base of, like, his abdomen right there. And then
and
there's, like, a
there.
Curve. Yeah, there's, like, a curve right here, though. And then, like, the rest of it
toes.
Is a fucking dick. Like...
I'm just saying those aren't fucking toes.
He's packing those twin peens.
Hold on. Look. Oh, hold on. Maybe it is his dick, because this one doesn't have it.
Oh, no.
He's got that single strike energy,
oh,
you know
no,
what
wait,
I mean?
Oh, there it is. It's going the other way. It's swinging the other way. It's going.
Dude, he looks fucking scary in that art.
That could be his dick.
Who knows?
Great.
Regardless, it's a really good
card. It's only $299.98.
For what?
The card.
My card?
No.
Oh.
This alternate art in Japanese.
Oh.
On eBay.
You should look up how much your card is.
Anyways.
Rainbow where she flew. All of them are going to be super high right now. Because with any new set.
Oh yeah, super high.
Yeah, like
420 man.
with any new set, card prices are not accurate. Just because the rarity is not really known right now, so because there's fewer on the market, prices are going to be higher, but once the set's been out for a bit, you're going to see those prices drop.
Right.
That makes sense.
Do not buy new stinking cards off of the internet, because chances are you're going to buy too many. Too much money.
That's on basic economics.
Welcome to Naps Food and American Politics.
I ate M&M's.
I took a nap before this, I'm not gonna lie.
I need a nap so fucking bad. I haven't been able to nap in like 2 fucking weeks, Jake. Do you know how fucking hard that is?
Is it from all the gas because you shit yourself?
Maybe. I have been having bad stomach problems a lot lately. Maybe?
It's because of the warm water.
Hear me
Probably.
Out.
Probably.
Tapeworms.
You know warm water has bacteria in it, right?
Good. Tapeworms. Parasites.
Lukewarm water.
Dying. Doesn't sound bad.
I'm unsubscribing.
Anyways, that's
like
been...
all of our listeners after this episode.
That's been Food Naps in American Politics.
Are we ready to move on to today's main topic?
Yeah.
We are.
I was not ready. So, today's main topic, we have conjured up each of our own individual little stories that somewhat relate to Pokemon in any way, shape, or form. We had to make a short story that lasts about 2 to 5 minutes long, 2 minutes being the minimum, 5 minutes max.
It was 3 to 10, but okay.
My bad. I thought it was 2 to 5. Anyways, mine's 3 pages long. I'm happy with what I have.
Just so you want to go first?
Conjuring up some shit from the Pokemon universe.
And this doubles up as our trainer challenge as well.
It does. Yep, this was our trainer challenge. I really don't want to go first, so.
That was good. Jake, you're going first. Hold on, I have to make sure this
Do you not
is the
know
right
how
sound
nose
effect.
Goes works?
Yep, that's it. Okay, that's all I needed. I needed sound effects for mine.
Wait, what?
I need sound effects for my story.
Did you do a straight up radio drama fucking production?
Dude, I told you I have dialogue. I have multiple characters. I have a sound effect. I told you I was gonna fucking go ham.
I expect
That's literally why I gave you so much shit for bullet points, because I have a 5-page written, typed out Times New Roman 12 story.
How many pages?
5.
Seriously, props to you. Like, no joke. I'm excited to hear it.
I can't believe I just fucking did that. While you were gone, I'm telling her. I'm sorry. She's not going to listen. No, I did. I just did. She told me to make direct eye contact with you and, like, uncomfortably lick my, like, my lips.
She missed it.
Damn it! No, I grabbed an M&M and I started talking to you so you would look at me, and I did it really quick and popped the M&M in my mouth, and I felt so fucking weird.
No, you gotta do it like this.
No.
Oh, no.
So, Brittany, how are you?
Oh, God damn it, no.
I just like the M&M. Sorry.
It counts. That was...
I'm uncomfortable.
So much better than what I could have done. I was so fucking uncomfortable. I was like, God Jesus damn. Christ, I can't do that.
I bet these people think that we just do nothing but hit high all day. And the fact that none of us do, they're probably shocked. We're just providing why sobriety is a bad life choice.
Wait.
Ooh,
I did it!
Nice!
Oh, that was bad. That was fucking bad. I can't do it again.
I've never smoked pot before, but if I were to, I would absolutely want to try it and then, like, record an episode. Like, that would be the funnest thing ever.
No, because I will go straight to bed.
Really?
I will leave you and go to bed. I literally left my best friend at the time in a park, walked up to my house, and took a 6-hour nap.
What the fuck?
I never smoked again.
Damn.
So...
Oh, so close. Close.
We just proved why sobriety is a terrible life decision. So, sorry, Dare, we failed you. It's alright. When you collect Pokemon, you don't have the money to buy drugs anyway, so I guess it's...
Right.
It's
that
either
is true.
Drugs or Pokemon. I mean, what's the difference? Anyways, so yeah, we're going to go ahead and start our stories. I guess I'm going to go ahead and go with mine first. Since mine will probably be the shortest. Listen to it and you'll know. I came up with more bullet points because, like, I'm not really much of a, like, a super detailed, like, type, fast typer. I'm more of a, like, a, this is the general storyline I want to talk about. And so, like, I'm going to create a world based off the points that I made.
Okay.
I did type more up to kind of give me more of a solid direction on there, because Sam was giving me shit, and I understand why, because she fucking knocked it out. So it is completely fair.
Watch,
that
my
she did.
Story is still gonna be trash, but it's fine.
Cool. So this is my story. Right. So it opens up with a battle.
Is that how it starts? This is my story.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Dear John. No. Alright, so. I want to take you guys back to the time of the first Pokemon War.
Oh, damn it, I left my charger at the school. Continue.
What kind of charger do you need? That doesn't help me at all.
A computer charger. Oh, how's this?
Oh, one of those.
No, no, sorry. Can't
no, that's fine. I have my phone just in case.
Okay, cool. I was going to say. Alright, anyways, so... It opens up with the battle. There's a trainer and his Raichu, and there are other Pokemon fighting. You see on the battlefield, and as they're fighting, and there's a war, and there's Pokemon in there. They're just going at each other along with their trainers. There are Pokemon attacking humans and man. And you just see this young man and his Raichu running through this battle, trying to get to a certain point in there to complete the mission. And on the side, you see this Machamp grab the Rillaboom and just throw it on the ground and just see this Rillaboom's back just break. And, like, basically using the Rillaboom as a club to, like, smash his trainer. And he just throws it on the ground. And clearly this trainer and this Rillaboom dies. They've been on the front lines for some time now. and this war was started through some religious zealots from a cult of Garantina, right? They're trying to bring on like darkness and chaos, and what they believe would incite this religious apocalypse, which Garantina would bring about like a forceful peace and like forced obedience, where the idea of free will and just like man and Pokemon coexisting would just end, and we would just become this void, and therefore like having this internal peace. And this war started with these religious zealots assassinating the Kanto region leader of the time. A young man named Sakaki and his Raichu, they've been battling in this war for about 3 years. In the first months of this 3 years, they've been helping to try push back the enemy in the Sinnoh region and trying to take back the region in order to help rebuild and kind of create a staple in order to help the other regions around the world get to stop these zealots. He's actually the last person of his group and his battalion. And so what happened was, about a month ago, they were killed by a Charizard flight group, and they were all caught inside a fire spin attack raid.
Yeah.
Leaving them the last ones. This was like the last main battle within the Sinnoh region, and they're trying to get to this other side or to this place and take out one of the main zealots in the region, either capture him or assassinate him in order to take it back. Assuming that if they were to do so, that his followers would, you know, succeed. Sakaki, he hates war, and he wishes to see men and Pokemon used to be forces of good, and rather be for sport and competition to symbolize unity, teamwork, the unification between man and Pokemon. He has the same type of dream as the up-and-coming leader who wishes to unify the regions and bring peace. This is the upcoming leader for the new Kanto region that we see. Where Pokemon would no longer be used as weapons of destruction, but are allies and great friends. They'd be used to compete rather than kill. Young Gold Sakaki sees his Raichu as his partner. They have fought in almost 12 battles before, and they have grown closer and stronger with each one. As they work hard through the battle of the front lines and they reach their goals, they were just about to, and they're running through. And Gold Sakaki is just, he's running through this battle. He's seeing everyone die, and he's constantly looking at his Raichu, and he's thinking about all that they've been able to accomplish and do as they're running through these battle lines, and they're breaking through, and there's hope. Up until a point that he runs into a zealot and his Dragonite. At this point, Sakaki knows that there's not very much of a good chance, but he has to try at least in order to buy time for the others to try to break through and end. Sakaki pleads with the man, saying that this fight is meaningless, that the Pokemon and man shouldn't be dying this way, and that they can be united. But the trainer Zella wishes the world to be thrown into chaos. He's too infatuated with the main zealot's ideals and love of chaos. So, he has no choice to battle. He looks at his Raichu and nods. He commands a thunderbolt and strikes the Pokemon, and the battle begins. They're throwing attacks, they're dodging, and it seems unevenly matched until, right as the Raichu goes to throw a body slam, the Dragonite grabs him by the tail and throws him down to the ground and knocks him out cold. The trainer of the Zealot then commands a Hyper Beam on the trainer. As the Hyper Beam goes towards Sakaki, the Raichu quickly gets up and blocks the attack. Sakaki looks into his partner's eyes, and Raichu makes a little cry, basically begging him and telling him to run for his life and to complete the mission. But Sakaki refuses. He picks up his Raichu, holds him, and says, "We've always been in this together." Another Hyper Beam goes and attacks and hits them both. They both fall and die. It'd be 3 years until the war would end and peace would come over the region. Sakaki would leave behind a son, one who would inherit his love and belief of his father's dream, and a world unified between Pokemon. His son would found a gym in his name and the region of his father's name. The gym would be over for known as Viridian City Gym.
That was really fucking good. Mine's gonna be so fucking bad.
So crazy Jesus thing, Sakaki is actually Giovanni's last name. So I wanted to come up with like a huge backstory for like maybe a great-great-grandfather of Giovanni, where like they have a really good, deep and like inspirational past, and we maybe why it could be like why Giovanni is like the way he is.
I'm like, that's makes crazy. Giovanni seem like even more of an asshole,
right? And so like I wanted to have a story where like the heroes or the main characters don't necessarily make it out alive, but they die with a hope, knowing that like even though they die, like they could still like bring about what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Star Wars. Good job.
Thank you.
Mine's gonna seem real fucking stupid after that.
Yeah, same.
I'm like, oh, I didn't know we were going gritty.
Mine was definitely like
I wanted to hit the feels. I knew I was gonna like kill them off when I said the second Harper. When I saw it in your face, you're like, no.
I'm like, oh, I know where this is going. I'm like, yep. Brittany, go ahead and go next.
Mine's really fucking stupid. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine's stupid too.
Y'all. Prepare yourselves.
No, they're gonna be good, guys. I'm excited to hear everyone's stories.
No, I intentionally made mine kind of stupid.
Oh, that's yeah, oh, so is it about go?
No. Should have been. Damn.
You like how I put gold Sakaki?
Yeah.
Because you know center region. Yeah. Easter egg.
Gold.
Yeah.
Is Johto.
Oh. Sorry. Either way, like I wanted to use some of like the traditional elements, like where they use the colors as names, and then, you know,
I thought it'd be fun.
Are we ready?
Yes.
No.
Prepare yourself for this grand joke. I'm so sorry. Once upon a time, in Pallet Town, there was a wise and caring professor named Professor Oak. Professor Oak was in charge of many things, including gifting many young trainers their first Pokemon. This is one of the many responsibilities that he had. While he was very good at what he did, there is one thing he absolutely failed in. Parenting his shithead grandson, Gary.
Yes. I am so glad you went before me, because mine is kind of similar.
Oh, no.
Keep going.
I like how mine was like sad, and this one's like, fuck Gary.
That's what my whole thing is based off of, right?
Okay.
Okay, it gets better.
It's already gold.
All right, so parenting his shithead grandson, Gary. Gary is the epitome of an asshole. While he's not only an arrogant and egotistical piece of shit, he goes out of his way to make others feel bad because he is insanely insecure with himself. He is not only known for his huge ego, Gary has committed heinous acts across the Kanto region. This includes various acts of arson, war crimes, mass genocide, and assault.
I like what assault fuck? After mass genocide.
Assault is the worst.
It's the worst. After years of meth and heroin abuse and access to power and money, Gary is now known as one of Team Rocket's top leaders. Having this title, Gary has managed to overpower the entire Kanto region, enslaving anyone who disagrees with him.
This one like Secret Empire Steve Rogers.
Why the fuck is Gary a warlord?
I'll give you background after
this. This is Japan.
No one dared to question his rule over the fear of being severely punished or even death. That is until today. Here's the scene. Gary sits in his lounge room alone in a secret Team Rocket base. It was a quiet day for the most part. There were no big heists planned for that day. As he ponders his next big raid, he hears a quiet noise come from across the room. He glances up, seeing nothing, and assumes it was just the room creaking. A few moments go by, and he hears the noise again, but this time from a different part of the room. Feeling a bit unnerved at this point, Gary decides to take a break from his scheming and get a drink. He gets out of his chair, stretches, and walks across the room to the liquor cabinet.
So he's a raging alcoholic, too?
No, he's an adult at this
point. I'm surprised it's not lukewarm tap water.
Shut the fuck up. Let me continue my fucking story. As he's pouring himself some bourbon, he hears a rustle of papers from the desk he was just sitting at. He whips around as a piece of paper gently falls to the ground. Gary becomes more uncomfortable and hostile. He quietly says hello, but no one responds. After getting his bearings, he takes a breath. What the fuck? I can't read my own handwriting. He takes a breath, grabs his drink, and sits back at his desk. A few moments after sitting, he suddenly gets the feeling he's being watched. Before he can react, he feels something cold and sharp along his neck. As he feels the knife slowly slice his throat, somebody whispers, "Don't fuckle with Shuckle." Gary falls forward onto his desk, revealing a Shuckle with a gleam in his eyes, holding a knife behind him. The end.
That's you just wanted to hang story. Out and ferment fucking berries all day.
Don't fuckle with Shuckle. Okay, you want to give us some...
I was expecting Ash, but no. The fact that the Shuckle is like...
random Shuckle.
So, I wanted to think of it like this. Like, you know how Gary kind of, like, redeems himself in a way and he's kind of not a complete asshole, I guess? Like, I wanted it to go a different way where he, like, he gains, like, so much power and he becomes such an, egotistical piece of shit that he actually, like, realizes the potential that, like, Team Rocket has and he works his way up the ranks and, like, gets into, like, a bunch of bad shit. Like, you know how, like, people who get those... places of power, he does drugs and drinks and like becomes a piece of shit person even more so. So that happened and he becomes an adult and he's basically like the next Giovanni and he is just like this all around like piece of shit person. And he's turned like this entire region into like a bunch of slaves and like everybody's under like super strict rule. It's like communism kind of in a way. And I wanted to, like, have this fun backstory where it's, like, Ash and he's like, oh, enough is enough and, like, fucking kills him, but I thought it would be funnier with the Shuckle, so that's...
Like, you're like, oh, Ash finally does it, but then nope. It's just a random fucking Shuckle.
Yeah.
A bloodthirsty Shuckle.
That's my story.
Alright. I love it.
Thanks.
So, mine is more loosely based off of the games. Do you know how... in the older games, particularly, you could name your rival.
Mm-hmm. Did you name yours Dickhead?
No.
I did mine a couple of times.
I've definitely named my rival some not so nice things, and that's kind of honestly how this story spun. It's actually from the rival's point of view.
Oh no. Oh no.
So I'm gonna go through this quick. We'll have time to hear the whole thing, but also know that it's really fucking stupid.
I'm so excited.
I'm for it.
Okay. So this is called The Rival. Blue couldn't sleep. He was too excited. Tomorrow was the day. He was finally getting his own Pokemon. His 10th birthday was about a month ago, but the Pokemon professor only gives out starters once a quarter. He had waited, studied, and played out every battle scenario in his head for as long as he could remember. As long as he got his Squirtle and trained hard, there was no way that he could be beat. He was going to become the new Kanto Pokemon champion. Even better, he was going to get his starter and begin his adventure with another trainer. Red was his next door neighbor and was around the same age. The kid was quiet, but seemed nice enough. Blue didn't know what Red was doing right now, but he was sure that he was just as excited as him. Eventually, Blue fell into a light sleep, anxious to start the next day.
This is gold. This is perfect.
Keep going.
Can't. The sound of the alarm clock jolted Blue awake. In a flash, the boy was dressed and flying down the stairs. Lucky shirt today? Blue's mom asked as she set a plate of scrambled eggs and toast on the dining room table. Yeah, Blue answered, scarfing down his breakfast. I'm getting my Pokemon today. I can't wait. The young boy couldn't sit still. He was practically vibrating in his chair. Well, you're gonna have to, hon, Mom laughed. Grandpa isn't even back in town yet. But he will be soon, she quickly added, seeing Blue's face fall. He's making his way back from Viridian City right now. He'll be here in an hour. Which starter are you going to get? Squirtle! Blue perked right back up. He's so cool and strong, and I can ride him, and he evolves into a Blastoise, and he shoots water out of his cannons, and he can learn Skullbash, and he has super strong shell, and did you know that the water pressure of his cannons is like a fire hose, and he's blue! Like my name! That's so cool! Blue just knew he was gonna get Squirtle. His grandfather was the Pokemon professor, after all. There was no way he wasn't getting his favorite Pokemon of all time. Blue finished his breakfast and waited at the table. Minutes felt like hours. The clock seemed to be dunked in molasses. Blue was fixated on the clock when the phone rang. His mom jogged to get it. Hello? Why, yes it is. Oh, he's very excited, literally bouncing out of his chair. What about Red? Sure, Blue would love to. He'll be by your house in about 5 minutes. Of course. It's no problem at all. Talk to you later. Bye. Who was that? Blue asked, eyes still glued to the clock. That was Red's mom. She knows that the Pokemon professor is your grandpa, and she was wondering if you could take Red to meet him. He's getting his starter Pokemon today too, and it's a little shy. Nice. I said you'd be at their house in about 5 minutes, so you can walk to the lab together. Grandpa should be there any minute. Okay, Mom, Blue answered matter-of-factly. You can count on me. Without another word, Blue grabbed his map, his bag, and his running shoes and zoomed out the door. Hi, Blue. Come on in. Red's just upstairs. He'll be down in a minute. Thank you so much for walking with him. Red's mom seemed nice. Blue smiled and stepped inside the house. It was odd. It looked a lot like his, only a mirror opposite. Blue stood in the middle of the living room for a minute, rocking back and forth. Where is this kid? He thought to himself. I'm going to be late to get my Pokemon. Blue decided he couldn't wait anymore. He had to do something. He bounded up the stairs and barged into Red's room. Hey kid, hurry up! Blue yelled, poking his head into the bedroom. Red was just standing in the middle of the room with a blank stare, not doing much of anything. It was like he couldn't control his own movement. If someone else wasn't controlling where he went, he'd just stand there forever. What are you standing around for? Let's go, Blue continued, making his way down the stairs. Red shook his head and followed soon after. Honey, this nice boy is going to take you to see the Pokemon professor so you can get your starter. Come back before you start on your journey. Love you, Red's mom cooed. Red gave a weak smile but didn't say anything in response. As soon as the door shut, both boys started walking and Blue started talking. My name's Blue, he started. I'm sorry I yelled at you earlier. I'm just so excited to get my Pokemon. I've been waiting for this literally since before I was born. You're gonna like my grandpa. He's so cool and he's seen all kinds of Pokemon. He's even been to the Johto region and the Sinnoh region and the Alola region. Which starter are you gonna get? I'm gonna get Squirtle. He's so cool and he's the strongest of them all. Lots of trainers get Charmander, but he's weak to Squirtle, so I'll have that advantage. Plus, he evolves into a Blastoise and he can learn Skullbash and his cannons that shoot water like whoosh! Red just stared at him like he was crazy. Before long, the boys were standing in front of the Pokemon lab. Let's go, Blue shouted, flinging the doors open and running inside. Red followed, casually looking at everything and talking to all the assistants as he passed by. Finally, Red meandered into the back of the room where Blue and the Pokemon professor were waiting. Well, hello, boys. My name is Professor Oak, and you're just about to embark on your very own Pokemon journey. But first, let's introduce ourselves. What's your name, young man?
Red.
What a fine name. And I see you've met my grandson. What was his name again? Blue's jaw dropped. What's my name? He thought. Are you freaking kidding me right now? Fartass, Red answered again.
Holy shit!
Oh my god!
Jesus Christ!
Facts. Hard double facts.
Fartass.
Triple facts.
That's fucking great.
I would name it after my brother because I hated him.
Oh no!
Professor Oak looked surprised. Blue couldn't believe his ears. Who did this kid think he was? Are you sure? That doesn't seem right. Red nodded and said it again. Fartass. Well, all right then. Fartass, get over here. Gramps, you know that's not my name, right? Blue pleaded. Of course that's not your actual name. But it is quite the unique nickname. I like the creative spirit. Oak laughed heartily while Blue just chuckled nervously. Now Red, we have three starters. First is the grass Pokemon. Don't do that to me. First is the grass Pokemon Bulbasaur. Second is the fire type Pokemon Charmander. And third is the water type Pokemon Squirtle. Go ahead and make your choice. Grandpa, why can't I go first? Blue whined. Nothing seemed to be going right. Don't be rude, fartass. We always let guests go first in this family, Professor Oak responded sternly. Blue watched helplessly as Red eyed the different Pokeballs. He couldn't help but smile as Red picked up the ball containing Charmander. Red pondered the decision a bit more before setting the ball back down and grabbing the one that contained Squirtle. This looks cool. I'll take it, Red finally said, holding the Squirtle in his hands. Wonderful! Squirtle is an excellent choice. Some people would say that it's the strongest of the starters. Yeah, I've heard that, Red replied, sneering at Blue. Heard that a lot today. At this point, Blue was fuming. He was so sure he was going to get Squirtle that he had never even considered anything else. Red knew he wanted Squirtle and took it anyway. All right, Fartass, your turn. You can choose either Charmander or Bulbasaur, Professor Oak said, turning his attention to Blue. Do you have any more Squirtle, Grandpa? I really, really, really wanted a Squirtle. I've been waiting my whole life for a Squirtle. You know I don't. I have to go get them from the breeder, and unfortunately, those eggs only come once a quarter. You have the choice of Bulbasaur or Charmander. Or you can wait until next quarter and see if you can get a Squirtle then. Yeah, Grandpa's kind of a dick.
Fuck Red.
Fine, Blue huffed. He couldn't wait another 3 months to get a Pokemon. He had already waited a month past his 10th birthday to get this one. I'll take the Bulbasaur.
Good.
If I can't get the Squirtle, I might as well have something super effective against it. Blue grabbed the ball and let the Pokemon out. A small Bulbasaur popped out and looked around inquisitively before noticing the Pokeball in Blue's hand and bouncing over excitedly. Huh, maybe you won't be so bad. We're going to have so much fun and become the champion, Blue laughed, kneeling down to pet it. Red, let's have a battle. You may have gotten a Squirtle, but Bulbasaur and I already have a bond. We're going to wipe the floor with you. Red silently let out his Squirtle. There was something weird about it. It was a lighter shade of blue than normal, and its shell was green instead of brown. Blue didn't know why it was a different color, but it was probably nothing. Bulbasaur, tackle! Blue yelled, hoping to get the advantage. Red Squirtle dodged and responded with a quick scratch. The battle proceeded much in the same way. Blue's Bulbasaur would try to attack, but Red's Squirtle was just too fast. It would always dodge, then retaliate. It slowly chipped away at the Bulbasaur until it eventually passed out from its wounds. "Great job, Red! That was some impressive battling," Professor Oak cheered. "What? He didn't even say anything! That was all his Squirtle just reacting to my Bulbasaur!" Blue yelled, bringing the wounded Pokemon back into its ball. His cries fell on deaf ears as Professor Oak brought out what looked like two small handheld computers. Let's heal your Pokemon, boys. While we do that, let me show you these." Professor Oak grabbed each Pokeball and then put them in a machine. It flashed a few times before making a humming sound. "This computer here is called a Pokédex. It stores information about every Pokemon you see or catch. Your job is to fill up the Pokédex with information about Pokemon throughout the whole region. It'll be a grand adventure. Do you accept?" Oak asked, handing Squirtle and Bulbasaur back. Both boys nodded their heads eagerly. "Wonderful! If that's the case, Red, Fartass, your Pokemon journey is about to begin. Here are some Pokeballs, your dexes, and some potions along the way. Have fun and catch all sorts of Pokemon." Without another word, Blue turned tail and ran past Red and out the doors of the lab. He sped home, ready to show his mom his new Pokemon and start his adventure. Over the next few months, Blue trained and caught every single Pokemon he could. No matter what came his way, he would always be ready. He built a wonderful team and a strong bond with each of them. His Gyarados, Arcanine, Rhydon, that translated to Raymond for some reason, Rhydon, Alakazam.
You mean his Raymond.
His Rhydon named Raymond, Alakazam, and Pidgeot, and of course, his Venusaur, were unrivaled. They were unrivaled. He built the best team to counter as many types as possible and developed a strong bond. Okay, there we go. This is when I was trying to type in the car. Yeah, okay. His Pokemon were some of the best in the league. He even swept the Elite Four with no issue. Finally, it was time for his final challenge, the champion. After a hard battle, Blue won. He was the new champion. There was only one person he wasn't able to beat in battle. And that was Red. While they trained, they encountered each other 7 times. And all 7 times, Red was able to barely squeak away with a victory. This time was different. He was sure of it. This time, Blue had trained harder than ever before. His team was a good 10 levels stronger than the Elite Four. There was no way that Red could win now. He would be the champion for a long time. Blue looked around at the arena where he had just sealed his victory minutes ago. The door to the room slammed open, and Red stood in the entryway. "What up, fartass?" he laughed. Blue rolled his eyes. "I see you're still the child you were when we started," Blue answered matter-of-factly. "Oh, shut up. It's been a couple of months, not a couple of years. Let's just battle so I can pound you into the ground yet again." "How long have you been champion anyway? 5 minutes?" Blue didn't answer because Red was right. With a sigh, Blue accepted Red's challenge, and it was his job as champion after all. Knowing that Red would probably save his Blastoise for last, Blue sent out Rhydon to make quick work of Red's Raichu. "This is working! I'm going to win," Blue thought. He sent out Alakazam to counter Red's Machamp, and his Arcanine to burn Red's Victory Bell. Blue sent out his Gyarados for the 4th Pokemon, feeling confident. Red just laughed. "Zapdos, go!" With one quick lightning bolt, Gyarados was down. The only 2 Pokemon who weren't hurt were Pidgeot, who was weak to lightning, and Venusaur. Blue panicked and sent out Pidgeot, knowing he had to save Venusaur for last. The legendary bird was faster and stronger than his Pidgeot, and after a few turns, he was down. The Zapdos made quick work of the rest of Blue's already injured team. The only one left was Venusaur. He called out his partner Pokemon and prayed for a miracle. That miracle didn't come. Red switched out the Zapdos for his Blastoise, just for old time's sake. But Blue knew that his days, no, minutes, as champion were numbered. There was still one Pokemon of Red's that he hadn't seen. Blue took out the oddly colored Blastoise with a frenzy plant and gasped as Red brought out a Moltres. There was nothing he could do. He accepted his defeat as Moltres let out one huge fire blast and knocked out the Venusaur standing in front of him. We have a new champion! Congratulations to Red! A disembodied voice yelled over the speakers. A security team immediately came in to escort Blue out. He couldn't help but laugh to himself. He had literally seen this done to the previous champion not even 10 minutes ago. Blue resigned and gave up control of the arena. Months passed. Blue quit battling but became a Pokemon breeder at the ripe old age of 11. He couldn't beat Red, but he could always train up the next generation to do so. Someday, someone would take that punk down a peg.
Damn.
That's it. That was the whole thing.
Now that makes me feel bad for like shitting on NPCs.
Yeah.
And being mean to my rival. Because I definitely was like that with Hop.
I'll think twice now before I name him Fardass.
Fardass? I always name my NPC like something fucking stupid like that. I'm like, oh.
Fardass. Butthole penis.
God, like, Jesus.
Asshat. Yeah, there we go.
Well, guys, that's been our trainer challenge and our main topic. I think this week we'll go ahead and take a break, so that way we have time to watch
Journeys, because that is our next week's main topic.
And sleep.
Yeah, so we won't be doing a trainer challenge this week, so we could go ahead and watch Journeys and keep up with that. We're going to be doing a review next week, so if you haven't seen Journeys, I would either listen to the episode up into the main topic or maybe skip the episode next week.
There will be spoilers. There will probably be also lots of yelling.
And TikTok.
There's always TikTok.
Right. But anyways, guys, this has been our episode of Critical Hit. We thank you every single week for coming in and tuning in and listening and dealing with our
shenanigans.
Oh, that was good. That was weird. I didn't like that.
No.
Anyways, thank you again. We have been... Don't fuck with Shuckle.
Rest.
We have been Critical Hit. I am Jake. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at tattooed.raichu.
I'm Sam.
Mash Mantha!
Sam, you can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And I'm Britt. And you can find me on Instagram and TikTok and not OnlyFans at Spooky Vaporeon. That is spooky with an I.
Have a good night.
Your mom's gonna have
Thanks
a good
for
night.
Listening.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.